KSL News time is now 6:09. Triple team traffic on this Monday morning, and we say good morning to you, Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning, Brian. We start Monday off with great conditions on I-15 and good speeds as well from Draper to downtown. Minimum travel times. All the lane restrictions have been removed from 215 on both the south and west side belt routes. And this is the second crash we've had this morning. It's at Redwood Road and California Avenue. It does look like it might be affecting east-westbound traffic a little more than the north-southers. Eric Butler?
We've got pretty good movement right now in Utah County. No problems if you're heading up from Provo and Orem over to the point of the mountain right now. That's your normal KSL travel time. There is an accident over on the east side of Deer Creek Reservoir. This is for actually people that are heading from Heber City down into Orem. That's just right on the side of the reservoir. You shouldn't have any problems getting by. At least doesn't look like it right now. Heather?
Seeing quite a few more cars now on southbound I-15, and they start in the Clearfield area around Hill Air Force Base and extend down to the USA 9 split in Farmington, but everybody's still at freeway speeds, about a 30-minute KSL travel time from Ogden to Salt Lake City. And we had a report of a stray rain shower moving through Clearfield. We do have a few little clouds out there, but not causing really any downpour or wetting down your roads. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals' 12 locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden. DiamondRental.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.